Okay, so this week is Parshas Yisro. There was a lot to choose from. You have the Seres Adibros, amongst other things. There's a lot to select from. But I think there's a very, very interesting topic that we're going to speak about. At the beginning of Seres Adibros, it says, Anochi Hashem Alekecha, Sheretz Yisich, Meretzvam, Yisodim, Lo Yi Elecha Elohim Acherim Alponai, no other guards. You're not allowed to create any idols. Torah says, don't make a pesel or any form of anything, which is up in the heavens. You can't make the form of anything. Now, so there are two isurim that emanate from here, which are phenomenally nogea for us. First of all, the Gemara says, the Torah says, the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to make any idols. You're not allowed to create an idol. An idol meaning some sort of figure or, some sort of creation which is meant to be worshipped. That's us to do. And of any form. And the Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Asheba Shamayim, Larabos Chama, Ulavana, Kochavim, Umazolos, includes things like the heavenly bodies, right? To Mimal, Larabos Malachi Ashares, Asheba Aretz, Larabos Yamim and Aharos, etc. So, number one, you're not allowed to create any psalm, any idols of any form. And number two, there's another pasuk in the same parsha at the end of Yisro, where Kadosh Baruch Hu says after the Aseres Adibros, he says, "Temri isem ki min hashamayim dibarti imachem." You've seen that I spoke to you from the heavens. Lo sasun iti Elohe chesef veElohe zahav lo sasu lachem. Don't create any molten images, any other gods. Now, but the pasuk lo sasun iti, the Gemara darshins. Gemara also Maseches Avodah Zarah. Lo sasun kedmus shamash shamoshai hamishamshim lefani b'marim. Don't create any of the celestial bodies or creatures that are in the heavens. Don't try to replicate them. Even if it's not meant to serve to worship them. Don't make an image of them. Kegon ofanim usrafim v'chayus hakodesh u'malachi asharis, the spiritual angels and different types of spiritual beings. You're not allowed to create, even not for worshiping purposes, not for avodah zarah. You're simply not allowed to create a form of the sun or the moon or the stars or the constellations. And then it says, "Lo sasun iti b'dmus dalad panim b'hati yadadi." You're not allowed to make the four sections of that are the Kisei HaKavod and Shemayim, which are the Pnei Shor, an ox, the Adam, the Aryeh, the Nesher. All these things one is not allowed to create. Even if without the intention of worshipping them himself or of anybody worshipping them, just simply to make a replica of these things is us to do.
When it says those are animals, it means mamash, let's say I grab a lion and I cry. Kind of it. Como digo, esculpir.
Sculpt.
Out of a wooden. Carved. That would be allowed. Carved.
It would be allowed?
Forbidden, sorry.
Well, that's what we're going to get to. Self always says the four together. Those four together.
Okay.
But what clearly says, let's start with this. It says that you're not allowed to make any figures of the sun or the moon or the stars or the constellations. Now, so the Gemara, there's a Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Dalid, Omed Aleph. It's a Mishnah, actually. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Gamliel used to have in his basin room, he had forms of the moon, different forms of the moon in different different shapes or different sizes, so that when Adam would come to testify about that they saw the new moon, to testify that there was it's a big it's Rosh Chodesh, he would interrogate them exactly what they saw, so not everyone was able to describe exactly what they saw, so he would point. Was it this? Was it this? What, you know, like a chart, you know, could you pick out from the forms here what exactly you saw? That's what the Mishnah says. He had these things. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Mishari, how is that mutter? V'haksiv lo sasun iti. We learned from the pasuk lo sasun iti. You're not allowed to make these things. We just saw the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to make these things. So the Gemara answered that shiny Rabbi Gamliel dacherim asulo. He didn't make him himself. The Isser is to create it. He didn't create it. They were made by non-Jews. He commissioned out the job to a non-Jew to make it for him, and they tell him exactly how he wants it made, and they made it for him. So, on that, Tosis asked Akasha that what happened to the Isser of Amir La'akum? Amir La'akum asking a non-Jew, the prohibition against asking a non-Jew to do something which a Jew can't do is not just limited to Shabbos. The Gemara says in Maseches Bava Metzi and Daf Tzadi that any Isser, the Gemara talks about there about Chasima, the Isser of muzzling an animal and working with it. You can't ask a non-Jew to muzzle your animal and plow your field for you. So then the Gemara comes out. Any Isser, anything that's Usser for a Jew is Usser for him to ask a non-Jew. So how's Rama Gamliel able to do it? So Tosa says for a mitzvah shiny, for a mitzvah is mutter. It's mutter to have, in order to be able to have this system for the Eidim, there was mutter to do. Okay, but then the Gemara goes on and says, it's not just Usser to make them, it's Usser to keep them. You're not allowed to have them. You can't own them. Why? Because if you own them, people might be choshed, they might suspect that you have them in order to worship them. So you're not allowed to own them. So how is Rambam allowed to own them? So the Gemara says over there, well, for a Rabbim, it's mutter. If a Rabbim owns something like that, if it's like a public place, a public institution, is mutter, because we're not choshed that the Rabbim are all getting together and doing an Aveira. And Rabbi Gamliel, since he was the Nasi and people were constantly in and out of his quarters, he was considered like Rabbim. That's one teretz of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says two other teretzim. Maybe they were shel prakim hayu. Maybe these things were made in pieces, separate pieces, just tacked together, and that's mutter, apparently. Or the Gemara's third text, it's a lahavinu laharos mutter. If it's being done in order to teach Torah, to learn from it, then it's mutter. Okay, but aside from these teruzim, it's usher, we have two things now. It's usher to create these things, and even if you've created it, or if somebody else created it, even if somebody else creates it, even if you didn't even ask them, you know, we see from Tosh, you're not even allowed to ask a guy to do it either, but normally, except if it's not for a mitzvah. But even if somebody else creates it, you're not allowed to own it. You can't buy it, you got it as a gift or whatever. You're not allowed to have these things. So now in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Se'iv Dalid, the Mechaber says, Osir Litzayer, it's Osir to let's say, draw or create. Well, we'll see if it means really draw. Tsuro Sheba Madar Shechina, the forms that are found in the Eibishter's habitat. Kugon Dalad Pamanim Bahadi Hadadi, like the four faces of the Kisei HaKavod, like we said, all together. V'chein Tsuras Srafim V'ofanu Malachi Ashares. V'chein Tsuras Adam Levado, the face of a man, or the Tsura, the form of a man, even if it's Levado, even if it's not together with the other things on the Kisei HaKavod. Just a human being, not allowed to create the form of a human being. Kol Elu, Asur Lasosa, Afilu Lenoi, even just, you know, for something, have something pretty, having a nice sculpture, a nice statue, a nice trophy, or whatever, Asur to do.
Oh, a toy for a kid.
Okay, well, hold on, stick around. V'im Goy Asam Lo, if a guy made them for you, Asur Lashosam, you can't keep them. So Mechaber says very clearly, you're not allowed to make it. That's an Issa d'Oraisa. To make it is an Issa d'Oraisa. And to own it is an Issa d'Rabbanan, because of Chshad. Now, but what does it mean, also litzayer? Is it also to draw it even? Is it also to draw a picture of a man? A nice face of a person, or a whole picture of a person? Is that, or any of these things? And by the way, we're going to be focusing tonight primarily on the Issa by Tzuras Adam. I don't think we're going to get too far into Cham and Levana. Probably going to have to make this a two-parter because there's so much to talk about by Yisra Adam. We'll see how it goes. So,
which
Kuf Mem Aleph, Yerideya Kuf Mem Aleph, Siv Dalin. So the Mechaber, there's a Ramah there, but then the Mechaber goes on and says, Bamedvar Mamurim Biboletes. When's it also when it's something that's bolate, a protruding form, meaning not, first of all, not just like a 1D thing, not just a picture, and even if it's more, even if it has some form, it has to be bolate, meaning if you take something and you, like you push it into wax, for example, something, and it makes a mold, that's not usser. It has to be bolate. You have to, like, you push it from the back. It's something that's protruding, a protruding form, like to make a sculpture or a statue or anything like that, or a protruding thing, protruding from, let's say, wax or some other material that you could make it. That's what's usser. Aval b'shokas is mutter. Shokas is shokas when it's an impression rather than a something bold is mutter. That's what the Mechaber says. Now,
wouldn't that impression, but make it when you turn it around, it's bolded?
No, it's in a baguette or something. What?
It's one day.
Or even more than one day. But like it says in a baguette, it's like pushed into a baguette from the other side. You can't see what it is. It doesn't have the form. It's only nicker from one side. That's an example. Or in a wall. Push it into a wall. That's the Mechaber gives. You push it into a wall. There's no other side. Okay, so that's mutter to do. Now, this is the sheet of the Maharam that it's mutter to do. That the Isser is only bolate for these things, but the Ramban held that it's usser even shokas, even if it's the other way. Even impressed is usser. And the Torah brings the Ramban, and the Ran Lalach is machri like the Ramban. So the Taz on the page of Shulchan Aruch is very bothered. Why doesn't the Mechaber bring the other Shita? Why doesn't, or maybe in passing the Shita, but at least deal with bring two Shitas here? And the Taz comes out that Avad, you have to be machmir. You have to be machmir even the other way, even if it's shokas, not just if it's bole. That's what the Taz says. And the Chachmas Adam writes Roy Lachosh Ladasa Osrim. Not Malach. Malach is like the Shulchan Aruch, but it's Roy is proper to be Choshish for the other Shita as well. Now, but then the Taz is a Shiloh. Well, what about if it's Mamish just a drawing? Right? In other words, we're saying that Bolet is for sure Usser, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, and the Taz says you have to mach like the Ramban that even Shakua is Usser. But the Taz has at one point a svara to say maybe if it's totally flat, just a drawing is mutter. But at the end of the Taz, it sounds like he doesn't remain with this halacha. And the Shach on that says that's wrong. There's no such chilek. In the Ramban, the Shach says, in the Ramban Shita, that Shokeh is Aser Huadin, there's no difference between whether it's Shokua or it's totally flat, even if it's just a drawing, it would all be Aser. This is what the Shach says, according to the Shita Ramban. Now, the Shach says there's no pasuk like the Ramban, but he's saying in the Ramban Shita there's no chilek, and even something totally flat would be usr. Okay, so far we have the halacha, we're only dealing with creating, so the halacha, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Psak, the Shulchan Aruch, we're only dealing with creating something, or like something in wax, which is bolate, but if it's just a simple drawing, it's mutter, but we have another Chashav Shita, the Taz Paskins like it, and Chachmas Adam, Lamashal, and of course there's so many other people that weigh in, but I'm just giving you some of the Iker names. Chachmas Adam says, Roy Lachash for the Shita, that it would be even something flat. So then the question says, aha, so then what about drawings, or pictures, photographs? Well, where does all that fit in? And of course the Shaila about, what about dolls, and or all sorts of, tchotchkes that people have, like these Judaica things with chassid with a talis and or making kiddush or all these different cute things that we see displayed. What's the halacha on all these things? Okay, so now another, before we get to those specifics, there's another important shita. The shita of the Rush is that when we say that you can't make an adam, it's only if it's the entire body of the person, the guf with the Rosh. If it's the guf without a rosh, or the rosh, more nogei lemais, so the rosh without a guf, just the head alone without the guf, it's mutter. That's what the Rosh says. Now, so you'd be allowed to make a sculpture even of a person's head, or even the bust. I mean, in other words, as long as it's not the entire body, as long as it's not the entire guf of the head, the Rosh holds it's mutter. This is the sheet of the Rosh, and this is what the Mechaber brings down the halacha here in Kuf Mem Aleph and Siv Zayin. The Mechaber says that he calls the Yesh Misha Omer, but it's the only sheet that he brings, and implying Yesh Mishomer, because that the Rush spoke it out, but that's the only shit he brings, and the Ramah says V'chei Nogin, that we're Mekel. There is a shita of the Samag. The Samag is Machmir, and the Taz, here, the Taz again brings the Samag L'chumra. The Shach also says the Samag, brings the Samag, but he says HaMachmir Tov Olav Bracha. So again, LaHalacha Al-Pi Shulchan Aruch, a head alone would be mutter, if it's just the head. But again, but the Taz is Machmir based on the Samag, and even the Shach says here that HaMachmir Tov Olav Bracha, that there's need to be Machmir. Now, in this sheet of the Rush that says if it's just the head, it's mutter, there's a tshuva from the Yavitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, that says the Rush only means if it's a head without any features, without eyes and ears and a mouth and a nose, just a head alone. That's like a golem, unfinished head. That's what's mutter. That's what's mutter, even if as long as it's without the body. If it would be with the body, then it's usher. If you make the form of a person and you don't even put the facial features, that's usher. If you just make the head and you don't put on the facial features, that's what the Rush holds is mutter. That's what the Yavid says. However, many achronim cholik with that, disagree with that. With that sheet of the Yavitz, the way the Shevet Halevi speaks it out, less the chash look like nobody's chashish for the sheet of the Yavitz. And lemaisa, we neman lahalacha that if it's just the rosh, even if it has all the facial features, it would be mutter meikir adin. At least again, it would be mutter at least according to the sheet of the rush. Then it's just the rosh alone would be mutter. Okay, now. One second. Yeah. Okay. The Shaila is the like I said, though, there are besides the Taz, but I mentioned also the Maharit that many bring down. The Shiva, the Maharit, one of the early Achronim, says that the Ikar Lahalacha is not like the Rush, not like the Rush of Shita, even though that's what the Mechaber brings down. The Ikar Lahalacha is like the Smag, like the other Shita, that even the Rush alone is Aser. Okay. So let's just recap some of what we have till now. We have, according to the Mechaber and the Ramah, to make the Rosh alone without the Guf is Mutter. And even the Rosh with a part of the Guf, with a part of the Guf, as long as it's not the entire Guf with the Rosh, it's Mutter, according to the Mechaber and the Ramah. And that's Mutter, meaning even to make it, even to actually create it, certainly just to own it. According to the Mechaber Ramah, that would be mutter, because owning is a Nesidur Rabbanan. So if it's mutter to make it, you're allowed to. There's no, when even on on the Daraisa, the Mechaber Ramah is Mekel, so certainly to own it. And when we say Tzuras HaRosh is mutter, according to Kemat everyone, not the Yavitz, but according to everyone else, that means even with all the facial features, it would still be mutter. The Smag, Asers, if it's the Rosh without the Guf, or vice versa, and the Taz brings the Halacha, and the Shach says Hamachmer Tovo Olabracha. The Taz and the Marit say that's the Halacha. The Shach says Hamachmer Tovo Olabracha, and the Chachma Sadim here also the other different Chachma Sadim says Roy Lacha Shladas Hamachmirim on this as well. Okay, but every Al Kalpanim though everyone would agree, even if you have the entire body with the head, if you mutilate it somewhat. If you destroy, you knock out one of the eyes or chop off a nice part of the nose, you make a mutilation on the face of the thing, then it would be mutter. Then even if you have the whole body. Now, if you have a statue, not to worship, Chas v'Shalom, just a statue or a cute, one of these, cute things, that's the form of a person with all the facial features and everything, but you go ahead and you skim off, you take off a chelik of the nose, or you punch out one of the eyes, or some say it's a mashail in the poskim, but some say even if one of the ears, if it has ears, and you knock off one of the ears, that would be matter. Now I say if it has ears, lemaisa, the poskim say if it's just like you see the front of the face and you can't, the ears aren't visible because you didn't really create ears. It looks like the ears are covered by hair or by something else, and there are no visible ears. That's still usher. That's still considered a full face because the ears are off to the side, and often you don't see them. So that would still be considered a full face. But if it has ears and you mutilate one of them, you cut it. That's according to some poskim, that would be sufficient. Okay, so what we're saying now, the new point we just brought in is that even if you're dealing with the isser, even if you're dealing with something that's a a chelik of the iser, a part of the iser here. But if you mutilate it partially, it's okay. Now, maybe we'll talk later when we get into dolls. Does it have to be the face? What about if it's the whole body and you mutilate, you cut off one of the fingers? Is that going to be good enough? So, Mr. Shem, we'll talk about that. Okay. Okay, so now we've said that we're starting to get towards the Lamaisa cases. We've said that there's an Isser to make it, Isser the rice to make it, Isser to own it. Now, what the Isser to own it is why? Because of Chshad. Because people might be chosh at you. People might suspect you that you know where you have it. You have it, you're worshipping it, you're serving it. So the Chachmas Adam here says, that's not Nogea anymore. Nobody is, at least maybe he means in our countries, nobody's worshipping these things. Nobody's bowing down to these statues or whatever.
But you go to Latin America, it's crazy. Yeah. The imams do it.
Okay.
They do huge ones.
Yeah, so maybe it's like in our part of the world, and he lived in Europe and in North America, nobody's worshipping these things. And therefore he says that this is a Chachmas Adam in Klal Pehei, Simen Hei. He says that there's no Isser nowadays to own it. You're not allowed to make it. Making it is an Isser Deraisa, and that's even Shalom Amanas Lavot. That's still Kayim. That doesn't change, even if you don't worship it. But the Isser Derabanan, which is just a Totsah, people might be choshed to you that you're worshiping it, that the Chachmas Adam says doesn't apply. Now, it's a Chiddush. Other Achronim don't say this. We don't find this in the page of the Shulchan Aruch, and we don't find this in other Achronim, but this is what, I mean, some, besides Chachmas Adam, it's also the truth is, the Netziv says the same thing in the Hemek She'ela, and I saw, so I forget who one of the other Achronim says this, but it's a shita to keep in mind, to bear in mind, but it's the halacha, we're not just makel across the board based on this Chachmas Adam. Okay, now, so let's talk first about dolls, right? Where do we have in our houses, where do many people have a form of a person? A doll. You have, if you have small children, or if you had small children and you decide not to throw away the toys, so then when, if you have married children, they come back with their small children. So you have dolls in your house. And the dolls could be a full body and with a head. And then the head could very well be with all the facial features. Could have eyes and a mouth and nose and maybe even ears, etc. So the question is this mamish the Isser? Is owning the doll mamish this Isser the Rabbanan? So first of all, making the doll, that would be even like obviously a much more serious shaila. To be a doll manufacturer would be a very serious shaila. Or even if you're not a doll manufacturer, if you own one of these dolls and one of the arms popped out, it's not prakav, it's not meant to, but one of the arms comes out and you want to fix it, you're a little child, your grandchild comes out, well, look, and so, we can fix it. To fix the doll is mamish a shaila of an Isser Deraisa. You might, could be your mamish over an Isser Deraisa by fixing it. Of Los Asinita, you made it into a full form. So is that for sure the case? Or is there any makom to be makel? So the Maharit that I quoted before, the Maharit said that the Ikar Shita is not like the Rush, that it's usher even if you have just the head or just the body. But the Maharit says that Osan Partsufo Sheosan Latinokos, Lesachik Behem, those faces that are made for kids, for children, to play with them, Einam Asurim Afilu Lasos, says the Maharit, it's not usher even to make them. V'chol Shekein Demutalachzika Mebeso, because there, it's not a thing of any chashivas whatsoever. It's, I think he says also, it's like a temporary thing. It's not something that you have and that you're standing up. It's something which is made just as a toy. And there's a sefer Shalshuvas Pri Asada that says Dehavu Kimevuzin. We'll see in a minute what that means, what he's referring to. They throw it all, they play with it on the floor, throw it on the floor when they're not, they kick it around and it's not given any covet or any status or any chashivas whatsoever. It's treated like what it is, just a toy, something to kick around. So this sefer Pri Hasada says for that reason it's mother. Now what is he referring to when he says Havu Kemevuzin? Well, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the same Simon, the Sif before, we quoted Sif Dalet and later Sif Zayin, back in Sif Gimel, when it talks about if a person finds things, you find in the street a tsura, some sort of a shape of a person or of the sun and the moon, different things. Do you have to be choshenis mamish avodah zara and destroy it or not? So over there in this halacha, the mechaber is mechalik between things that are mechubadim and things that are mevuzim. He says, "In my kelim mechubadim asurim shavadi nasu l'shem elilim v'mhei mevuzim." If it's davar shel bezayin, right? Bezayin means something of shame, a disgrace, something of very low status. Mutarim shelo nasu el l'noi. And he goes on and says, "What's mechubadim?" So he's borrowing that here too, and saying, "If it's a davar that's mevuza, it's never meant to have any chashivas or any status of anything that a person would even dream of worshiping or anything, or being, it's not doma to the things that you worship, it's not doma to those things that, so he says, therefore that's mutter." So that's the Maharit says this, and the and according to the Shalashuvas Priya Sada. However, it's not muskim l'kuli yama. So, well, I'll bring you first someone. There's a sefer called Madani Shlomo, Rabbi Fried, formerly from Dallas, formerly from Dallas, he has a sefer Pesachim from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He was very close with him, he quotes things. So he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman about this. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said he remembers when he was growing up, there were those that asered, there were Rabbanim, Gedolim, that asered having dolls for that reason, but most of them were Mekel. And he says, "Hatam shezuhi tsura garua meyatzmusa." Same idea. It's something very like mavuz. It's garua, something very low, very not chashem meyatzmusa. For lo nase klal kdei laovda, o kdei she beemes tsuras adam. You're not even trying to get mamish. You want it to look, I mean, there are some that are a little bit more real or detailed, but. Basically, they're not trying to even look mamish like to resemble a person. Yeah, the child playing with it should look like a person, but it doesn't, not trying to get the features to be exact by any means, just roughly. And anyway, I think the more ik as far as the fact that is that tsura garua meyatzmusa. So then he brings there an interesting thing. Rav Shlomo Zalman told him that Rav Shmuel Salant, who was from the Gedolei Yerushalayim, in the early 1900s, wanted a taina that even a full tzura of a person with clothing on, let's say you make a plastic doll, the whole thing is plastic and dressed, with clothing. So he wanted to say that's also mutter because not all the evarim are there. They never made their. It was going with the shita Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh that it's only us if you make the entire guf with the Rosh. That means, he said, all the Yevarim of the Guf, and it doesn't have all the Yevarim of the Guf, and they never do that. So that Rav Shlomo Zalman said, though, that's Mamish Nidch from Halacha, because it goes by the way we perceive. That's how we typically see a person. We see a person clothed, and we don't typically see a person Arum with all the, all the private Yevarim. Those are, typically not exposed when they're laying in. So he says that, it doesn't go by that. That would be Usher. If a doll would be Usher, there's not going to be a head to the fact that they didn't make all the nitty gritty parts to it. Rav Shlomo Zalman said at the time that would not be a head at all. Al Kopanim, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that Bismanenu Rov or Mekel. Lemaisa, there were many Gdolim that were machmer on this. And there's a tshuva from Rav Sternbach, and the tshuva Sven Hagas quotes from the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish told people that they have to destroy part of it. They have to destroy something in the face, cut out an eye or the nose. In the Sefer Asher Ish from Balyashiv, he says also Yesh Lahashches Eino O Klal Tsuraso. The eye or the klal, the face, makes some disfiguration on the face.
Even like with a marker, just take a marker and just mark it up a little bit, or it has to be actually.
So most say it has to be to actually break it off. There's a sefer Divrei Chachamim. I didn't look at it inside, but I saw it quoted in a different sefer called Ol Yaakov, that he brings from Rav Scheinberg, that he said it's enough like to color in an eye, but most of the other posts said that that's not good enough. It has to be actually a physical change, meaning a change in substance, not in the color. So we're with Chaznish, Rav Yashas Machmir, the Chutshani as well says that even though you can't ain ligar ala makilim, those who make it, you shouldn't rebuke them, but it's roy lahachmir to make a pigima hanikeres kagon ba'af or ba'ayin, etc. And now there's also in the in one of the Am HaTorah, which is a publication which put out by Aguda, brings from Rav Moshe Zitzal, and some other Svarim also bring this, and this is quoted in the Sefer Ol Yaakov, which by the way is a very excellent Sefer on the Zinyonim. So they bring from Rav Moshe that he held, he said, Yesh lahakol kashitas ha-chachmas ha-adam. Be'etzem, we could, you know, the chachmas ha-adam is reliable. Legabi da, be'inyan ha-bubo. So these legabi dolls, you can rely on the chachmas ha-adam to own. The chachmas, remember, said that nowadays it's mutter to own anything, statues, to own, not to make, but to own. So for dolls, Rav Moshe said you could rely on it. But nevertheless, b'chalzos kedai la-hachmer lasus srita aleya. Make a scratch. Maybe you have to knock out one of the eyes or the nose, but like make a scratch in it. And in the Sefer Maseres Moshe, also he brings that, he says the Chachmas Adam is a very good svara, but since it's a chiddush, it's hard to rely on it, you know, legamre. So it's kedai. He says kedai lasus eiza kilkul habuba kamol lahasir ozen ukedoma. Okay, now, so we have a number of poskim saying that. We have a machlokas. Are you allowed to? So again, are you allowed to own a doll and leave it totally intact? There's on whom to rely. You have on whom to rely. Rosh Shlomo Zalman said most poskim make a, most people make a lemaisa. We have the svar of the Marit and the svar of the Priya Sadeh. So we have many mekilim, and even some of the machmirim said you know it's not pasha that it's usher, but it's a good thing to do. So okay, so those are the stadim there. Now what about if it's not the face? What about let's say it's a doll? Can you knock off one of the fingers? So there's a tshuva from Binyamin Zilba in the Aznid Baruch, where he says yes, that it would not, cutting off a finger would be good enough. However, a number of the svarim say not like that. Rabbi Yasha for sure, is, you know, saying it has to be on the face. And I remember hearing once when Rav Saul Belsky, Zichron Levracha, was living. So there was a certain tkufa when very often Chalamoid, Sukkot, Pesach, he would give a Shas and Shuvas shir in this Irgun, I forget what it's called in Brooklyn, they would have him. I'm sorry. It could be, I'm not sure, but it could be. But anyway, they would have him, you know, when he would be giving a shalos. So I remember, I used to listen to a lot of them, the recordings. So I remember him talking about this once. I remember him saying, I only remember because of the line that I'm about to share, but that he's saying that's not good enough. It has to be the face, not good enough to knock off on the doll, to knock off the hand. And he said it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. And Vayikra is talking about by a carbon. And talking about a person bringing a carbon, and the carbon olav yori, that a richer person brings a mochash of a person, a carbon, and a person who's more impoverished brings a less one. So that's so the pasuk says, what's the lashon for a person that's poor? A dal, right? So the pasuk says, v'imdal hu v'ein yodo maseges, etc. V'imdal, which means if he's poor and he can't afford, his hand doesn't reach. So, but it says, first in the pasuk, v'imdal hu, if it's a doll, v'ein yodo maseges. So the hand is not sufficient. The hand doesn't reach. The hand doesn't. Rebelsky saying that his humor. Okay. Anyway, so I'm just deducing from that. I remember that line that he must have said it's not good enough to knock off a piece of the hand. So if you're doing it already, you knock off the. I don't think your child will probably notice. Maybe if it's their random Hanukkah present they just got in there, and they're a little bit older, and they're hovering over it like a real child or something. Maybe, but you know, most of them after a while they look that way, and you know, you probably can get away with it. Okay, what now? And certainly though, like I'm saying, these figures that you might see in even some Judaic stores of Hasidim or a guy making Kiddush or whatever, all these different or Chasana Kala and all these different things, if it has mamish facial features, you should knock it off. We have in our home, years ago, my wife used to give a shir in Chicago, a woman shir. So one year for Purim, they sent her or us a whole beautiful ceramic Shushan Habira. And it has the guards and the Haman and the Mordechai. Has some of the people fell off already, but it has it's many years. It has a lot of people on it, a lot of mamish figures people. So at one point, I took something and I chopped off the front of the noses. If you come to my house, you look carefully. They're small. The people are small. So it says, Tak, if it's a very big thing, you got to do a little bigger job. They're very, very small people. But if you look carefully, you'll see that the front of their noses are missing. Okay. But so that's even a bigger shaila. And like I said, fixing the doll is the biggest shaila of all. Fixing the doll. Rav Nevnesol Rabbi, say, oh, Yaakov Kotev. Nevertheless, he said, if it's a piece that constantly comes out, then he's making, you could put it back, because I guess you're not really making it. You're just similar to having similar kinds of Shabbos. But otherwise, making is not that. There's a tshuva from Rav Avadia Yosef also in Chelek Ches, in Chelek Gimel, rather, I think it's Simon Hay, I think Os Ches, where he wants to say that, you know, for a Yid to own a manufacturing company that manufactures dolls is not at all pashut. He says that's not a good thing. Owning it and etc. He's much more makel on, but manufacturing it, he says, is a very, you know, very big shaila. Okay, now,
What about works of art that have chashivut, right? But at the end of the day, in our modern culture and our society, everybody knows it's a decoration and a work of art rather than something that is to be worshipped.
Right, but you're talking about like a statue or a sculpture, not a painting.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, according to the Chachma, you're saying the Chachma Zadim Svar. So, according to the Chachma Zadim, it's mutter. However, Lemaisa, the poskim are usually not something. They were even Ramosha was mitzarefit by a case of a doll. A doll we have on the svaras that you're kicking around, and it's made. It's just. It was never chashuv. But something that's very chashuv, I didn't see anyone who's really somech on the Chachma Zadim for that. And that's a chashuv thing. And as we heard, and there are certainly cultures or countries where they do worship things like this. So it's not advisable to have something like that without, you know, without remedying it, at least doing it like that. Oh, by the way, the doll also, if you did already knock off the, you know, chip the nose of your doll or one of the eyes of your kid's doll, and then it came apart, and then you could fix it, right? Because then it's not going to be, it's still not going to be shalem. I'm saying if you want it, if you're being makel and keeping the doll shalem, and then a piece comes off, then to fix it, so then at least that would be a time to chop off the nose at least. Before you put the arm back in, chop off the nose, and tell your child, the only way I can get this in is if I cut off a little piece from the nose. Okay. So,
Rory, does this either rise to the extent, so if you can't own this statue, whatever, someone gives you this gift, and it's a beautiful gift, can you sell it to a guy, or is it necessary?
Yeah, you can sell it to a guy if we don't assume he's going to sell it to a Jew. The Gemara says certain things you can't sell it. But right. But those are mostly things where it's not nicker that it's usser. It's not nicker, like shotness, and you can't tell, or some food, you can't tell it's treif. Here, it is what it is, so if a Jew wants to buy it, he could find it to buy anyway. So you could sell it to a guy. Pashas, there's no Isser on a guy, by the way, making any of this stuff, or even though a guy's not allowed to do Avodah Zarah, but Pashas, this is not Avodah Zarah Mamish, so even making it Shelo L'Shem Avodah Zarah, even for a guy, certainly to own it, so that would be okay. Okay, now, just want to mention one more thing about this, I want to talk about pictures. Could you visit a wax museum? Wax museum, that's what you got. The place is full of all these things. So the post can say, if they were made by Goyim, like, so I just said, the Goyim can make it. If they're made by Goyim, it's okay. If they're made by Yidden, so many in the post can say it's a Chil Hashem, or Yashiv is quoted in others, it's a Chil Hashem to go in. You're going in admiring, a Jew went and did an Isser, and maybe he even means if a Jew commissioned it, maybe. I don't know if he means a Jew, you know, if a Jew owns the museum and he's, you know, commissions even Goyim to make it for him. That's still Usser. And you're going and admiring that the guy, all these Yisurim, he's got a museum full of Yisurim. Every single one is another Isser. The guy was over and you admire. It's Chil Hashem. It's also Machzik Yedei over Avera, because nobody would go. Then they wouldn't have it. You know, they wouldn't have such museums. So that's something that should be avoided. So if you want to go to a wax museum, make sure you go while we're still here in the Gullis. And, you know, makes merge, it's a Goyish place. Okay, now what about pictures, though? So we said before, according to the Shulchan Aruch, pictures are no problem because only Bolet is Usser. And certainly if it's a picture of a head, then it's motive for two reasons. Like, the Chachoni points motive for two reasons. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, flat is mutter, even Shekei is mutter, and the picture of a head alone without the body is mutter. But what about, we said there were Machmirim on both those things. The Ramban sheet is that even if it's Shakua, and the Taz said, And the Shach for sure said that means totally flat also, and even the Taz seemed to hold the Maskan even totally flat as Usser. And also there's a Chodim that are Machmer even if it's just the head. So what about pictures? So here again, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, he told Rabbi Fried, Amol, many people were Machbid on it. Many people, many Gedolim were Machbid, were always Machbid on pictures, not to allow pictures of themselves. It's brought in the page of the Shulchan Aruch. The Adifrayim brings from the Chacham Tzvi, was extremely mocked, but he wouldn't let anybody draw him. He tried to, and he tried to stop them. They eventually said they did it, but many Gedolim were mocked, and the Chazon Ish, going more recent years still, the Chazon Ish was mocked on this, not to have anyone photograph him, although he brings down a number of mice in here that when some of the person said, Barebi, it's my parnasa, so he said, okay, he allowed it. Or it was once he gave a faher in a yeshiva to the Bachram, and afterwards they wanted to take a picture of him with Bachram, and he said he didn't want, but they said it'll help our fundraising. So, so he didn't know, the Chazim obviously didn't hold it to Osirman Adin, right? And he didn't get crazy about it. But he, like this, he wouldn't allow it. And many Gedolim wouldn't allow the pictures. I'm sure I've wrote down some other names, but many Gedolim were tried to be makbid that people shouldn't take pictures of them. One second, okay. Rav Shmuel Salant even it said wouldn't allow it. Now, I want to read you two things also. There's in the these are all brought this. The Sefer El Yaakov is very, he says, very good. And it's written from the altar from Kelim. Now, by the way, I should say one more thing. Besides the potential Isser, by a picture, but besides that, it's the Arz Dvash, the Rabbi Yonatan Abishan says, there's a Ruach HaTumah Shora on it. When there's a Tzura of a person or a picture of a person, there's a Ruach HaTumah Shora on it. It's not a good thing. And the Pikabala, apparently there's something not good about it. So it's brought in this, the Al from Kelm got from one of his children, a letter, whatever, with pictures of his granddaughters. His son sent him pictures of the Einiklach. So he writes like this, Al from Kelm. He writes, let me just get it inside. He says, Ha builder means picture. Ha builder shall benosayich, the pictures of your daughters, yichyu, b'chol tubsela, lo yadati mazos. I don't understand what you're saying. He says, Admor zal, referring to Rabbi Sol Salanter, the grandpa, lo hayo chafetz b'minagazeh. He wasn't happy about pictures. Oh, it's so late. K'medumasha ya'omer ki al pi azor ha-kadosh ein lahabit aleim. Pizar, you shouldn't be looking at pictures. Kumeduma etzli beli safek shahotza alze hu bal tashchis va'asim aratara. Zog the Alfin Kelm. You're spending money on a photographer and pictures. Bal tashchis asim aratara bal tashchis. You're throwing money. Okay, he didn't say it's aser al pishalun arach. He said that, I mean, except for Baltashan. He said it's, a pizar in Habitalayim, and what is it? And then I'll read you also from the Tzadik Rav Shlomo, who's a big Talmud, a big great Tzadik Talmud of the Chavetz Chaim. She says, Shamati mimenu kama pam. I heard from the Chavetz Chaim numerous times. Basher hiskir es das hayaris davash. He mentioned Rabbi Yonatan Abishan's being a tzmuno, she's a omnum dover. That he mentioned the Rabbi Yonatan Abishan that has a ruach tuma, but he says the dover baral kuliyama for sure. Said the Chavetz Chaim, litein chashivas kol shul letzmuna hareza avodazara mamish. To give any chashivas to a picture is absolutely wrong. Avodazara kol. He says afilu Moshe Rabbeinu's build came in arayin nemen in Beis Hakisei. Even Moshe Rabbeinu's picture you could take into the bathroom. Ve'ein lo kol chashivas. Pictures are garnished. Okay, Al Kapanim, Rav Shlomo Zalman said it, and we all know it. Things have changed, and now like come out. I don't know, but maybe in the Hasidic world, maybe still, but even there, everyone's mouth. Lemaisa, there are pictures all over the place, all the gedolim, and they don't seem to be resisting or putting up a fuss or trying to get people to stop. We don't find we live in a dar when people want get something across, there are ways to do it, and they get it across that this is, and they make a whole campaign and a whole car. This is not something. This is basically they've sort of given up on it and changed and allowed it. So I mean, we know what the photography industry is nowadays. I don't have to tell you, Lemaisa. So halacha we don't hold zasser, and even this these inyanim lemaisa, it's a, those who want to be machmir, I've had a tavon and bracha, but it's hard to say that there's anything any real isser about it. Okay, we'll have to hold it here. A drop more on this, but I hope I'll probably continue next week. We have to talk about the sun and the moon and the stars. Could your kids make projects in school about these things, or could they not? And could they have cookies, moon cookies, or could they have on their pajamas or the stars and moon? We have to talk about all these shadows of Hashem, as Hashem, next week. Okay. Okay. Take care.